Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill. I'm the pastor of Providence Church. That is a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America located in Evansville, Indiana. It's great to have you here with me. Today is Monday, November 23rd, 2020, and this is edition number 34. We are in season two of the Morning Devotional, working our way through the Sermon on the Mount. This morning we come to Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through the end of the chapter, verse 48. But let's pray together as we enter into this brief time of considering God's Word together. Let's pray. Father, as we humble ourselves before you this morning, we are grateful to you that you've given us rest. We are grateful to you that you've given us another day, a week, which you've ordered and ordained by your own sovereign purpose and decree, that we might live godly lives before you. In order for us to do that, Lord, we need to understand your word. And so we sit before it this morning, pleading with you for the Spirit to help us, that we might behold these things and wonderful things from your word, things that are hard at times for us to endure or hear, but we know that they are given to us to help us. And so we pray that we would indeed submit to your word, and that as we submit, we would honor you. We do pray for your church. We pray that she might be blessed, purified, and cleansed. We ask that the word preached on the Lord's Day would take root and fruit and bear fruit in the lives of your people. We pray for this nation, we pray for the United States, and we pray for the circumstances in which we face very trying times even now. But Lord, we pray that you would help your people. Help us now, we ask for Christ's sake. Amen. Let me read Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through verse 48. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Again, as we have seen many times throughout this sermon, we have taken note that Jesus begins each of these sections. You could call them points. If you are used to your pastor preaching and he has points that outline the text, well, this sermon in some sense has points. This is a point. And Jesus begins in verse 43, you've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemies. And we note that is cited from Leviticus 19, verse 18. So I'm going to turn back there just briefly and take a look at this reference, reminding you that, of course, the best interpreter of Scripture is indeed the Scripture itself. So Leviticus 19 and verse 18, we read, well, let's start in verse 17. You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall reason frankly with your neighbor, lest you incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. And so here in verse 43, again, there's this false understanding and conclusion of the scribes and the various religious order of the day regarding a very limited understanding of what we just read in Leviticus 19, verse 18. One commentator puts it this way, this is not in the Old Testament, love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but was a false conclusion in scribal teaching drawn from the narrow understanding of neighbor as simply one's fellow Jew. Jesus shows that the true intent of Leviticus 19, 18 extends even to one's enemies. And so Jesus goes out of his way later in the parable of the Good Samaritan to highlight and to explain and answer really the question of who is my neighbor. Your neighbor is anyone in need. Your neighbor is your fellow man. And oftentimes, we find it difficult to help those who especially give us trouble in this life. I don't think I'm unusual as a Christian, in which I have experienced as a pastor, but also as a Christian, I've experienced opposition from people, some Christians, some who say they're Christians, some who are not, because of my stance on biblical truth. And undoubtedly, you have experienced that very same thing. And here Jesus would tell us that while loving your friends and loving your the people that are like you and think like you and act like you and talk like you is important, it's much more important indeed to love those who are not like you, talk like you, think like you, and even oppose you. And so true biblical love is expressed not only to those who are like us, but also to those who oppose us. And we have the quintessential example of this in the Bible. While there are many examples of men who loved their enemy, I think of David with Mephibosheth, who was part of the line of Saul. David was extended great kindness to him. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a perfect example of loving your enemy. And he indeed, of all people, loved his enemies. But we also note that in God's redeeming work for you and me, God loved his enemies. Prior to our conversion, prior to the Holy Spirit awakening our dead hearts, our blind eyes and deaf ears, we were at enmity. We were enemies of God. But yet, he in his sovereign purpose and love determined to save you and me. He demonstrated this very principle that the Lord Jesus Christ is highlighting here in this text, to love your enemies. And so it is vitally important, my friends, that we consider these things as we meditate more deeply upon the work of Christ, who is the demonstration of the love of God for you and me. Jesus Christ did not come to secure the Father's love for you. Jesus Christ came to demonstrate the Father's love for you from all eternity. He loved his enemies. He loved those who were at enmity with him, who opposed him, who were rebellious and hard-hearted, hated him. He loved them and saved them, redeemed them, brought them into his own family. And so there is the principle undergirding all of this command given to us in God's Word from all of the examples that we find throughout the Old Testament into the New. Jesus says, look, it's more important, it's as important, perhaps, to love your enemies even as you love those who are like you. And so a right understanding, of course, of our neighbor is anybody else. Your next-door neighbor, the one across the street, those you work with that are difficult, who perhaps oppose you, maybe they don't, but to express that love in some tangible, meaningful ways. Tomorrow, on the Tuesday edition, I'm going to move further into this text as Jesus tells us these tangible ways and highlight some practical ways in which you and I in the 21st century and this world in which we live can demonstrate love to our enemies. I trust these times are a blessing for you. I really hope they are. And if you would like to contact me, the information is there before you on the screen. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord richly bless you. May he be kind to you. May he show his face, may he express grace to you even as you serve him. God bless.